That was David Bowie, Fame. You're with Susie and Johnny, It Takes Two, on 99.7 Bridge FM. And in the studio, we have Joanna Beresford, who lives in Brackenridge, and she's an author. And you, Joanna, hi, how are you going?
Hi, thank you for having me. It's great to be here tonight. I'm good,
Thank you. Now, you've written what's described as an historical fictional novel set in 1890s Brisbane. You're not from Australia yourself, are you? You're from New Zealand originally.
I am. I've lived in Australia for 15 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yes, and I am a citizen now, so I have a foot firmly planted in both countries, and I've called Brisbane home for 10 years now.
Now, if anyone's interested in seeing Joanna live right now, hop on to 99.7 Bridge FM Community Facebook Hub and you'll be able to see Joanna, who is in the studio tonight with us. We're very privileged to have Joanna with us.
Thank
you. So, Joanna, how did you decide, well, why did you decide to write an historical fictional novel?
Well, I've always had an interest in history and also finding out, I like to look at old newspapers just for fun, I guess. And so one time I was looking at through on the topic of baby farming, of all things, and I found this funny little quote, which is in the beginning of my book. I've added it there, and it's about a kind couple, a kind woman wants to adopt a baby for a fee. And I thought, well, that's a bit strange, you know, because why would you take the baby and then take payment for it as well? So it made me aware that in Brisbane in the 1890s, there was this, baby farming or fostering going on. And I was really interested. I'm always interested in issues of social justice and interested in social welfare practices of the time. And so that's why I started looking in the newspapers. And I found that in Brisbane in the early 1890s, there just happened to be a lot of really interesting historical things going on in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You're using actual places in the city. I noticed on the back cover of the book, which I've seen for the first time tonight, it mentions Dutton Park. Well, that's on the south side, isn't it? Near the hospital, I think, Susie.
Yeah, that's right. So I actually wondered, Joanna, did you have a technique for blending the non-fiction and the fiction?
Yeah, absolutely, Susie. I spent a lot of time in the city, in the places where I've set the story. The story starts in Dutton Park, and it's quite an interesting area. It's got a cemetery next to it, had the Diamantina Orphanage across the road. And so that's where I sort of began. Mm-hmm. And it was really neat just to sit there in the spot where I was developing this character and the character's intentions. And I also wanted to be accurate in terms of the distances that my character, Lillian, had to travel on foot, because she is a young woman with very limited means. And so she doesn't get a lot of time to herself. She's a maid in a big house. And so when she gets her half day off, she moves around and tries to find quiet places.
And is there an autobiographical element to this story?
Not really. She's a young woman who has come from very, difficult times. And I think any young person, or certainly any older person as well, will have had those trials in their life. And some people may have come from financial hardship as well. Mm-hmm. And she, what I love about antipode in literature as well, is that coming to places like Australia and New Zealand, is that people were escaping that class structure from Europe, those people who were immigrating, and trying to make something of themselves. But the book also looks as well about this coming in, Victorians coming in, but into a land that has obviously been settled for thousands of years by the Aboriginal people. Mm. So there's that, it alludes, parts of the book allude to some of the more negative parts of our history where the two cultures have not, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And it's got a, got a wonderful cover. Who did the illustrations?
So the book is published through Atlas Productions, which is a Brisbane-based publishing company, and Helen Galtz is the lady who gave me this opportunity, and she actually created the cover. And on the front cover, the picture there is of one of the main streets in Brisbane.
Is it?
Yes, in the early 1890s.
Are we, can you say which street? Do you know? Have I put you on the spot?
Not off the top of my head, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I would think it's probably Queen Street.
Yeah, I know that's definitely on the north
actually,
side.
Actually, pass it over, Johnny, and I'll...
It's got the horse-drawn trams that they used to have.
Yes, and we might have that to give away to a lucky listener very soon. Yes.
Now, this is not your first novel, is it, Joanna? You've written other books?
I actually wrote a book quite a long time ago, a decade ago when I lived in New Zealand, and that is a non-fiction book, and I wrote it because of the community I lived in at the time had a aerodrome, and I wanted to share the history, which actually was a family connection, and it was about the two men that attempted first to get over from Australia to New Zealand in 1928. Yeah, without going into too much detail, we all know who ended up officially coming over, so Charles Kingsford Smith, and so it was a little bit of forgotten history.
So it was a relative of yours.
It was,
tried to make the first Trans-Tasman crossing by aeroplane.
But it's a big leap from, you know, that getting the idea and then becoming a published author. So how did that happen?
Because I am a teacher, I ask my students to write on demand, and I think it's quite a stressful thing to have to do. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, I'm going to give this a crack, and I'm going to use the methods that I teach. And so I did, and I had a really early success, and then I came second place in this short story competition. And so that spurred me on, and through that, really... I think probably as any writer out there knows, it is competitive and you just have to chip away consistently, persistently, keep submitting and don't give up. There's a sea of rejection out there, but every now and again someone says, you know what, I really liked your story. So from those sort of couple of early competitions, and I've had a few little things published in magazines, and so that just kept me going.
Hong Kong, international.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, and it's always such a thrill when you pick it up and you think, oh, here's this little story out of my imagination, but generally researched, and that other people are reading and hopefully enjoying as well. Mm.
We have Joanna Beresford with us talking about her book, Every Year I Am Here. It's an historical novel set in 1890s Brisbane. It's fictional, and Joanna's been telling us about it. Now,
and
Joanna,
if you just... Sorry, Johnny, just to remind our listeners, if they'd like to meet Joanna in a way, indirectly, hop onto our 99.7 Community Hub Facebook page and you'll be able to see Joanna live right now.
Yeah, and we'll be giving away one of Joanna's books very shortly, so we'll tell you when to call. Joanna, what sort of authors do you prefer? What's your favourites?
Look, I like probably some of the more well-known ones at the moment. I really like the Aussie authors, so because they have such a sense of place. Obviously, Jane Harper is huge at the moment, and I rushed out and got her book. I liked reading Leanne Moriarty's before it became, you know, big series on television. But I also like the classics as well, and being an English teacher, Crucible, all those sorts of things. I guess a wide variety, but generally somewhere with a sense of place and probably something historical as well.
Yeah.
I'm a Tin Winton fan, and we went to see Dirt Music last week, and we talked about that on the show last weekend as well.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I love his books. Yeah.
I'll read that as well. Oh, great. Well, that's something I'll have to go and have a look at too, I think.
Yes.
Yes, we like Jane Harper as well. We found out that The Dry is coming out on the movie, The Dry, is coming out on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that, because that was a great novel, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, Joanna, I saw somewhere where you said something like reading historical fiction teaches the reader the origins of cultural customs. And I can see what you mean, but I wondered if there are any particular cultural customs in your book Every Year I'm Here that we can learn from.
I think because Lillian is a maid, so you had to create, I guess, in the reader's mind, a sense of a large house, the drawing room and the dining room. It wasn't too much of a stretch for me, because I have a grandmother who's, you know, the sense of family history, who was very attached to Victorian cultural practices, and you wouldn't dare put your plastic jug of milk out on the table. It was always served up in a nice jug, and you had to use a knife and fork and things like that. So that wasn't too much of a issue. But what I really enjoyed when I was doing the research, I love to read the papers, because it takes you straight into what was popular and what kind of medicines and foods and things that they ate. But there was also an article which talked about how the ladies of the house would commiserate over these irreverent and these maids that didn't always do what they were told, not like back in the old country. And I loved that, and that's what I seized on with Lillian, because she is trying to better herself, but she is a little bit rebellious, and so she does some naughty things.
Okay. And how can people, do you have a website or somewhere that people can go to find out more about this novel?
Sure, I do. I just have my writer's website, which is joannaberrisford.com. But the book itself is actually officially launching on the 3rd of November, so we're a little bit early. And then after that, it's available, if you're an online shopper, it's Amazon, Booktopia, Book Depository. If you don't like doing that, you can go into any good bookstore and ask for it, and they'll be able to get it for you.
Oh,
if it's not there.
And I might just spell your name, because there's a few variations on Joanna. So it's Joanna Beresford, Beresford. So that's Joanna Beresford, oneword.com. Is that right?
Thank you,
yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, it's been wonderful having you here with us. We're going to ask people to ring now if they would like to get a copy of your novel.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great read. We're looking forward to reading it as well, aren't we,
yes,
Susie?
Yes, we are, yes. And you blog as well, don't you?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. Every now and again. I haven't done it for a little while, but with the Christmas holidays coming up, I'll probably get on there as well.
Right. Yeah. And also, did you know that next Sunday, and I think it might be American, it might not be Australian, next Sunday is National Authors Day.
Oh, all right.
But we can celebrate that here in Australia as well, can't
yeah.
we?
Okay,
right.
If anybody would like the book, the phone's ringing now, 3284-5000, and for Joanna Beresford's Every Year I Am Here. Thank you, Joanna, for coming in.